אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך ב'.
We are reading from the study of the ten ספירות. We are in part 6. We are in item 27.
Item
27. Two kinds of light emerge from the goof of Ak. The first from the Tabul and the second from the Yesod. Also, two vapors emerge from there. It should have said that there should have been three vapors there, corresponding to the Gal that received from the Achap. But since the light of Ozen is absent from Abba Ve'ima, the vapor that corresponds to the Ozen is absent too. Hence, only two vapors emerged, corresponding only to the Chotem and Peh, from which Abba Ve'ima received above. And here below, they receive from them as well.
Beseder.
Okay, keep going.
Inner light, item 27. The vapor that corresponds to the Ozen is absent. Hence, only two vapors emerged, corresponding only to the Chotem Peh. This means that only two vapors emerged from the Peh of Yesod, corresponding to the Chotem Peh. Those are Vav to Ima and a dot to Abba, as the Ari says below. However, the vapor of the Tabul, which corresponds to the light of Ozen, did not reach Abba Ve'ima, since they have a hold only on the Chotem Peh, as the Ari says below.
Allah.
Next.
Item 28, words of the Ari. However, the light of the lower seven that took only from the goof downward is from the siyum of Shibolet HaZakan and below. This is also why they do not have vapors to shine for them. But they are implied in the words, and the arms of his hands were made golden, which is the 10 drops thrown off from between the nails, as mentioned in Tikkun 69, since for themselves they are the phase of kings, for the revoking of the kings was because he was still not established as one Adam, male and female.
Read Inner Light.
Inner Light, item 28. The light of the Zat, lower seven, that they took only from the goof down, is from the siyum of Shibolet HaZakan downward. As was written above, the Zat take from the corrections of Dikna that are below Shibolet HaZakan, where the light of Ozen does not reach, because it ends at Shibolet HaZakan. And the arms of his hands were made golden, which is the 10 drops thrown off from between the nails. Even though he says below that the 10 vapors came out through the nails of the raglaim, toenails, why does he say here that they are from the hands? Indeed, when it says that the Zat took from the vapors that come out through the nails of the raglaim, it means that they took from the parsa that ends the raglaim of Sag. It turns out that he took from the nails of the raglaim. You must remember what is written above, that the meaning of this parsa is the new point of restriction that moved from the place of Malchut of the 10 Sfirot of Siyum to the place of Bina of the 10 Sfirot of Siyum. The place of the Siyum of the line in the first restriction of Ein Sof was in Malchut of the 10 Sfirot of Siyum, which is really this world. As it says, and his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. The same was done now in the second restriction, called the restriction of Nehi of Ak. The points of Siyum in the Bina of these 10 Sfirot, called the point of the next world. The Parsa was installed here, ending the new boundary set up in the worlds, where the Raglaim of Parzuf Sagovak end, and the Parsa is discerned as the nails of the Raglaim of Sagovak. It has been explained above that the Parsa and Shibolet HaZakan are one and the same. This is why the Ari writes here that from Yesod of Ak only two vapors emerged, corresponding only to the Chotem and Peh, from which Abba Ve'ima received, and the vapor corresponding to the light of Ozen is absent. This is why the Zat took from the nails of the Raglaim, since they took from the Siyum of the Shibolet, that ends the light of Ozen. Understand that because of the new point of Siyum, three phases of Siyum emerged in Sag, in its Rosh Toch Sof. The point of Siyum of the Rosh, called Nikve Enayim. The point of Siyum of the Toch, which is in the place of the previous Tabu, and is called Shibolet HaZakan. And the Siyum of the Sof, called Parsa. Thus, the Parsa is discerned as Etzvot Raglaim of Sagovak. However, everything we discern in Sagovak does not change Parzuf Sag itself in any way. As you already know, that there is no absence and change in the spiritual. Everything we discern in it is but a general root. Rather, all these changes that are done by the force of the new point of restriction is only in that same new Parzuf that emerged because of the connection of phase 4 with phase 2 through the Nikve Enayim called Parzuf Nikudim. Also, only in the Rosh Toch Sof of that Parzuf did the above three Parsas emerge and were formed in its Rosh Toch Sof in practice. And remember that. You already know that there is a great correction in this Parsa that draws from above and gives below, because it is a double screen from two phases, phase 2 and phase 4 together. This was done by the ascent of Nehi to Chagat. And phase 2, that operates in the Chagat of Parzuf Sag, was incorporated with phase 4, that operates in the Nehi of the inner Ak. Hence, the Parsa stands diagonally from the Chazeh to the Tabu, as it contains within it Nehi and Chagat together. Thus, during the Gadlut, the lower Hay, which is phase 4, descends from the Palsa, and the Palsa is breached, meaning that the ending boundary is revoked, and the lights of Sag pass below the Palsa. Immediately afterwards, the Palsa returns to its place, by which the Palsa draws the illumination of Sag from above and gives below to Potsuf Nikudim below the Tabu. It is similar in the Potsufim of Atzilut as well. For this reason, the above seven lower Sefirot of Nikudim that could not receive any light from Sag due to the Siyum of the Palsa, now during the Gadlut, after the Palsa has been breached, they too receive light from the place of the Palsa, which is discerned as Sag and Chagat of the general Ak. Thus, those lights that the seven lower Sefirot of Nikudim received from the Palsa are discerned as Chagat, which are the arms of the hands. This is why it says, and the arms of his hands were made golden. Thus, it was explained that before the coupling of Gadlut, the Palsa is regarded as the Etzba'ot Raglaim of Potsuf Sag, since the illumination of Sag ends there, and the end of the illumination is called Raglaim. However, when the Palsa is breached, the boundary returns to the point of Siyum of this world as before, and the phase of Chagat expands as before.
Okay. So by this we finish 28.
Then.
Yes.
Is the vapor that comes up from the Palsa always comes up from the point of Bina in the Palsa?
Where could it come from? Only it here participates in this process. Yep. Because the force of bestow is in her. Somebody else wanted? Yeah.
He writes here that after the Palsa is breached, it comes back to its place right away.
Right.
What causes it to go back? Why?
It performed an action, and afterwards, there's no other deed. That's why it returns to the same quality as it was.
But if it is breached and it let the light pass, what new state causes it to go back?
It returns to its own matters of what she is, where she separates between the vessels of bestowal and the vessels of reception.
Sounds like it's elastic.
Yes, everything works according to the qualities that are revealed. Yeah. Yeah, first of all, why does he call it a breaching? Because it's a shattering, actually. That's a shattering, right?
No. There's breaching and there's shattering. Shattering is where there's already the shattering of the screens and a mixture between the phases, the qualities, and that's not there yet.
So it's before. Why is this part that supposedly is very exalted and distant from us? You said it's the most important. It seems that Adam Rishon, the worlds of Abia, but here in Nikudim, why is this?
How can you get to Adam Rishon and the worlds of Bia if you don't learn the laws by which they form in the worlds of Beyond and Adam HaRishon, how can you understand that system of Adam HaRishon and the worlds of Beyond? We have to at least somewhat, as we go through it, just to get it into our ears.
So the laws that are determined here go for the whole?
Yes, it's the most important part in order to understand the worlds of Bia and Adam HaRishon. Otherwise, you'll start thinking about Adam HaRishon like it's some sort of a monkey that is jumping around in the jungle.
What's
the diagonal that he's speaking about? That one thing raises the Chagat and
connection between Bina and Malchut. There are qualities of Bina that connect to the qualities of Malchut, and they both influence each other. And that is marked as a diagonal, meaning that if you have a square of Keter Chokma Bina Malchut, without Keter actually, Chokma Bina Zeran Bin Malchut, so it follows that Bina and Malchut are diagonally linked.
So what does it mean in quality that it's in diagonal?
That it holds and uses shared qualities with the Malchut. That's the quality of Bina and Malchut. All right?
Okay.
Should we go forward or move on? What do you think?
There's questions online.
Questions. It's two of those that always ask like a joke. Okay, let's see. Be'er Sheva.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Good morning, World 10. With your permission, Rav, there's a process of two screens and the breaching of the parsa. What causes the breaching after phase 4 and 2 are combined?
We'll learn. What's going on there in PT-19?
He says that the ones who took from the parsa, that it's the parsa is the new point of restriction of the malchut of the ten sefirot. What does that mean, the new point of restriction? Isn't the parsa constant?
The parsa is not fixed.
What does that mean?
It's a kind of a boundary. It's not like the siyum or the tabu. Rather, it can go up and down.
Is there a way to feel the parsa at some point?
If you get there, you'll feel what they wrote from their discovery.
What did they discover? That it's between the world of Atzilut and the world of Malchut, two worlds that disconnect the two worlds?
Not only that, there are many roles for the Bosa.
What are they? Can I have one?
No, you can't.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so What do we have next?
We can continue or go to the Orvut.
The Orvut article.